We're going to talk a little bit about 4-H this morning as Beth Hurlbeck joins us this morning. She's the Cass County Youth Coordinator. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, appreciate it. You're always welcome here. You know that. Because there's always something to talk about with 4-H.
It's an exciting group.
It feels like it's never ending.
That is the truth.
You know, once the school year starts, you kind of are in the recruitment mode a little bit, mm-hmm. trying to get some new blood infused into the 4-H programs. And once you get newbies in there and you get all that kind of stuff settled, I suppose it's time to figure out how to lead these people.
Yep, yep.
I know you've got a training coming up this week to kind of get some training. It's kind of an informational thing to give folks more information about some of the offices and things. This is for the kids to learn more about leadership?
Yep. On Thursday night, we have club officer training that the leadership in the club in each club comes in and learns about different leadership styles and how to work with one another and be role models for those other 4-H members in their club, as well as they'll do different sessions specifically on what they do in the club. So if they're the president or vice president, they'll be in a group learning about how to lead a meeting and how to interact during those meetings. The secretary will probably learn about how to take notes and how to promote the club that way. Each office has different responsibilities, so there'll be different things going along with each office.
Now, you mentioned president, vice president, there's secretaries. What all kind of offices do they have for 4-H'ers?
The majority of the 4-H clubs in Cass County have a president, a vice president, a secretary. Sometimes they have a reporter, they have a historian, and some of them even have activity or rec chairs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to have to. Some of the stuff are pretty obvious. We know what secretaries do.
Yep.
We know what presidents and vice presidents do. What do some of the other offices do? What are actually the duties of some of those?
Well, the historian is kind of the one to keep the history of the club. So each year, some of the clubs put together historian books that kind of showcase what they did throughout the year, whether it was their recreational activities, when they had their club meetings, if they did community service projects and things like that. So they kind of create this book and this memory piece that they can look back from previous years to see, you know, what they did and how they did different activities and things like that. And those books are also turned in and judged at the county level.
What do reporters do? What's the difference between like a reporter and a secretary?
The reporters of clubs usually take the minutes of the meetings from the secretary and share it with others in the community. So if they turn it into the newspaper or put it in bulletins and things like that, they share the information with others in the community.
So they're kind of the PR people for their clubs.
Yep, yep.
Oh, very good. And treasurers, well, that's an important role, too.
Yes.
Is there a lot of money involved in handling in a 4-H club?
One of the great things about 4-H is the money that's being handled is the decisions are made by the 4-H'ers and the 4-H club. So if they decide that they want to go on a trip, they vote on it, and the treasurer is the one that, you know, writes those checks and makes sure that money goes through and make sure they have the funding. They have oversight from the club leaders and parents on that, but they do have the responsibility of that money and money management and the account and things like that.
So they are, in essence, running their own little organizations.
Oh, definitely. That's the great thing about 4-H is they step into these roles and have the opportunity to make those decisions and say what they want to do and just have that opportunity that way.
Has it always been like this in 4-H?
Oh, you know, 4-H morphs over the years, but it when I was in 4-H, that's how things were done that way as well. So it's kind of a traditional way to run 4-H meetings and run 4-H clubs is by having club officers.
You know, we see from time to time when we interview some of the 4-H youngsters, especially during county fair times, and we'll ask them questions like, you know, have you been involved in leadership in your club? Oh, no, I'm a little young yet. Okay, well, do you want to? And some of them will say, oh, absolutely, because my older brother, my older sister did, or, you know, I have friends that do it. They have a lot of fun. Some will say, no, I just don't think that interests me right now. Mm-hmm. Is leadership for everybody in 4-H?
I think so. And even though they may not be in that club officer position, they still do take leadership roles, whether they stand up at a meeting and give their opinion or they work with another club member to complete a task. I believe that everybody that's involved in 4-H has in some way taken on a leadership role, whether it's big or small.
Do you have a large part in that, too? Do you kind of help to oversee that, or are there individual club volunteers, adults, that help out to kind of oversee and help these youngsters along?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm always there for guidance if needed, but we have wonderful volunteers that are there working with those 4-H'ers at every single club meeting, every single month, and helping them out, answering questions and things like that. I'm just there for guidance if they can't answer that question. So, yeah. We have wonderful volunteers that help out.
The kids enjoy it, though, don't they? I mean, they like being a part of leadership.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's amazing to see those 4-H'ers that are like, oh, my gosh, I just went and did that, and that was really cool. So, it's pretty awesome for them.
Well, and it's very valuable experience. I mean, there aren't a lot of things that they could do at that age where they could truly be involved in money management decisions, mm-hmm. in decisions about the history of your club. I mean, those are important things. It's important to remember all the things that went on over time, because it's really neat to be able to go back. And I know Iowa State University has done some stuff with their website, too, where they keep historical information, mm-hmm. about some of these different clubs and the different counties across the state. That is so neat to be able to do those kinds of things. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about 4-H is every club office and everybody that's involved in 4-H has a special part and has an important role in each club. The historian makes sure that they have the history and they remember what they did previous years. The secretary is the ones that takes minutes at the meetings and makes sure that people remember what they did at the meeting. The club president and vice president are the ones there that kind of guide the club and have a successful meeting. And like I said, all club officers are very important, and all 4-H'ers are very important within those clubs.
Well, you know, club is kind of like a sailboat. You know, everybody has their job, and if somebody doesn't do their job, that sailboat just kind of goes around in circles.
Yep, exactly.
Or maybe sits still, which is not good either. So, yeah, they have a lot of fun with that, and it's a great learning tool for the youngsters to be able to do, too. And it is amazing, though, to see the change in some youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you watch some of these kids, and you think, you know, she wants to be involved in leadership. She wants to be president of the club. I guess I never saw that in her. But then all of a sudden you see qualities pop up that maybe you didn't know existed.
Mm-hmm. When that opportunity is given, it's amazing to see the 4-H'ers step up and they're like, I want to do that. I want to be like that person that influenced me. So I feel it's a great opportunity that way.
You bet. So if they want to be involved in the training session coming up this Thursday night, they have to act fast.
Yes, they need to RSVP to our office, which our phone number is 243-1132 by 4:30 today.
Okay, so get after that by 4:30 this afternoon. And do they need to bring anything with them at all when they come to that training session?
Nope, just be ready to learn and participate. We'll have some resources for them to use and for them to take back to their 4-H clubs.
Now, is this for any 4-H'er who might want to be involved in leadership, or specifically for those who are going to be?
Well, the ones that are already involved are great to attend, but if there are other members that are interested but don't have that leadership role yet, they can also attend and learn about the different things that they can do with their 4-H club. And if they have an idea of what office they want to be a part of, then they can slide into those breakout sessions as well.
Well, I suppose if they know more about some of the specific duties of some of those particular offices, they might be more willing to step up and volunteer.
Yes, exactly.
Are they elected to those positions?
Yep. The majority of the clubs will vote on the club officers, and they have to be nominated, or they have to say that they want to be that club officer, and then the club votes on that. So
there is a specific process involved, mm-hmm. so they learn about that as well.
Yes, yeah.
All right. And when are elections usually held?
Usually October, November, so we're just starting the year with new club officers, so it's a great opportunity now to learn about those positions before they get deep into the year.
You bet. Very good. Well, you know, 4-H is all about that kind of stuff anyway. You know, when you see all these projects at county fairs, it's not just something they put together at the last minute without thinking through it and without documenting the process and the steps along the way. There's a lot of paperwork involved. There's a lot of thought involved in some of these things,
yep.
And the planning and stuff. Same as what goes on with leadership in a 4-H club.
Mm-hmm. 4-H isn't just during the summer during county fair. They work hard all year round to do different activities and different projects throughout the year.
Very good. Is there still time to join 4-H?
Oh, yes. We will. If anybody's interested in joining 4-H, we can get you set up with the club. Just contact our office.
Doesn't take much, just a phone call.
Nope, exactly. It's pretty easy.
Very good. All right, 6 o'clock again this Thursday night at the Cass County Community Center. They'll have that officer's training for the Cass County 4-H'ers. And again, if you are planning to attend, you do need to RSVP. Do that by 4:30 this afternoon so they can get you down. Just call the extension office, 243-1132. Beth, thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.